This is Pointing You Home on WMAL.
Hey, welcome back to the Eric Stewart Show. I want to mention a couple of listings that we've put on the market recently. One is at 2701 Owens Drive in Brookville, Maryland. Brookville, by the way, was the capital of the United States for a day, way back in the early 19th century. Look it up if you want more information on that. This is a 5-bedroom, 4.5-bath, 6,300 square foot single family home, pure luxury, dramatic 2-story foyer, family room, a cozy gas, a fireplace, and lots of natural light. And you relax in a luxurious owner's suite with a sitting area, gas fireplace, and large walk-in closet, jacuzzi tub. And the Manor Oaks community is a homeowner's dream with access to walking trails, a park, the swimming pool, tennis courts, tot lot, and much more. I sold in this community in 1998, I think, when they were building those originally, built by Pulte. These are very nice, well-constructed single-family homes, brick fronts, and wonderful location and lots. Check it out at ericstewartgroup.com. Moving across the river, we have a property in McLean, Virginia. And if you know McLean, this wonderful Shangri-La, they're very close to DC. It takes about 15 or 16 minutes to get into the District of Columbia from McLean, and it has a wonderful downtown area. It feels like old town Americana. Wonderful restaurants, doctor's offices, and there's excellent shops all throughout. It also is known for its school district. There are two schools in McLean. One is called McLean High School. One's called Langley High School. And both schools have an excellent reputation. But in addition to that, there are private schools. And my daughter, who graduated from Holy Child about a year ago, played at one of those schools called the Potomac School. She played there playing soccer. My daughter was a goalie for the soccer team. And very fine. She actually is at the University of Alabama, currently studying to be an occupational therapist. Go MK. But that said, you know, you look at McLean as an area for convenience to downtown. And you also look at not just the convenience of the community, but also the convenience of the community to the schools that are there. There's a property that is in Clearview Manor that the current owners purchased and have done multiple expansions and transformations to create an exceptional single family home backing up to an extension of Pimmit Run. Pimmit Run, by the way, for those non-Virginians, is a branch that feeds into the Potomac River. And this particular branch is just down below this home. This home is set up high on a lot with a beautiful level walkout basement and vistas down into the trees and down below. And you really have kind of a, gosh, I want to say almost like a 100-foot tall spread in height. And you sit up at the level of the trees looking out into this exceptional backyard. Spacious grand room, dining room, reading room, all of these provide beautiful views of the flat yard out back. If you want a place to have those kinds of views, but also be able to kick a soccer ball or just swing on the swing that's hanging on the tree in the backyard, looks like something that came right out of Miracle on 34th Street. If you remember Natalie Wood in the old original coming to the house with the tree and the swing on, just a wonderful way to come home. And gosh, in a COVID, this home offers not just these exceptional views and expansions and incredible kitchen setup with these cathedral sort of feels like Aspen, Colorado kind of feel when you walk in and screen and porch looking out to the front. You have the lower level, which is not only a great entertaining area, but also has a side load garage and has three rooms, two offices and a full bathroom, as well as another bedroom. And if you're running a home business and looking for McLean, this house meets both so well. You've got then that lower level that if you're in business for yourself, you can rent your lower level to your business and take a tax deduction. You have to talk with your tax accountant about this, but you also can depreciate that portion of your home you're using for that business while you live upstairs. So you have a house that can be both a commercial use for your business. If you want something like that, this house on Longmeadow is amazing and worth a look. So 6129 Longmeadow is offered right now, if you're interested, at $1,850,000. Check it out today. $1,850,000 makes an incredible value. If you look at what the cost of money is, we're looking at 3% interest rates. That's $4.21 per $1,000 borrowed. You know, to have both commercial and personal space and have the views and accessibility, check it out. It is marvelous. So you can check out that property online at ericstewartgroup.com, as well as the one in Manor Oaks up on Owens. as well as another house that we have in McLean on Calder Lane and others around the Beltway. I've got a property in DC that we're just putting on the market and others that are continuing to come. And if you are thinking of selling, like I said at the beginning, now is the time to contact me and get a free market evaluation, buying or selling or anything in between. EricStewartGroup.com is the place to go for that. Okay, so when it comes to looking at this current bull market that we're in and trying to make sense of it and going into an election, which is now 5 weeks away, the question that I'm asking myself is what's going to happen after the election if this side or that side wins? Is there going to be any substantial change to the current environment that we're in? I would suggest that we're going to be in this COVID environment for an indeterminate amount of time, and where I think we all believed when this first came in that by summertime it would be gone, that like most flus, it would die off and we would be able to move on. And you may or may not have read this, but as I understand it, there have been many different kinds of bugs like this that will come and go. They just die. They're not able to live and sustain. But this particular one is lasting longer and is likely to continue until we have some kind of a vaccine. And like most viruses, it continues to morph. And that morph allows it to continue to thrive. If the base of the virus is healthy, it will change its DNA. A friend of mine works in this business for a company called Novavax, which is working on one of the COVID vaccines. And in talking with him over golf a year ago, he and a couple of his buddies explained to me how viruses transform, and they're stupid in the sense that they simply just keep replicating, and they replicate, and usually the replications go nowhere. But occasionally a virus replicates and becomes stronger or adapts itself to the environment that it's in. COVID has been one such virus, and you know, we continue to learn how important it is to protect ourselves, either by wearing a mask or keeping our social distance or whatnot, because it appears as if it does transfer through the air, which is also more unusual. So we think about what the impact of COVID has been on our lives today. And I don't know if you know this or not, but our life has changed in the radio in that we're recording now separate from each other because we have to keep our distance because we're talking and speaking and singing and these other things just continue to, if somebody's infected, we'll share those with the other people in the room, right? I went out for dinner the other night, and actually in the restaurant, I was required to wear a mask in the restaurant while seated at the table, except for when my food was served. Waiter comes over with a mask, we're asked to wear a mask, and it seems like that's, you know, we're generally moving that direction, and this is the way life is. So you and I, we've all been affected by it. I think that this is going to stick around for a while. I think we need to be mindful of that fact. And I think we need to be considerate of whether the market is going to weaken and or strengthen according to what people need. I know I need a home office. And you need a home office most likely if you have a home-based business or you were going to the office. You need a place where you can sequester yourself and get away and do what's important. Anyway, contact us if you want to find a home like that. I'm Eric Stewart, and we've run out of time. I can't believe it. I got 10 seconds to wrap it up. Love being here with you. Thanks for listening. For more information, go to ericstewartgroup.com or call us at 800-900-9104. I'm Eric Stewart, and I'll see you next week.
The Eric Stewart Show, pointing you home on WMAL.
Are you over 50 or love someone who is? I'm Stuart Rosenthal, publisher of the Beacon Newspapers, and our paper's meant for you. Our free monthly is packed with well-written topical information, the latest health research, diet and fitness advice, stock market updates, financial planning tips, elder law topics, housing options, plus technology, travel, and arts features, all geared to the needs and interests of people over 50 and their families. The Beacon can be picked up at no charge from more than 1,500 locations throughout the D.C. metro area. Libraries, recreation centers, CVS and Rite Aid pharmacies, churches and synagogues, doctor's offices, and other places where older adults live and shop. And visit our newly updated website, thebeaconnewspapers.com, for even more stories than fit in our printed publication, and to use our new Silver Pages, a searchable database of regional housing, home care, financial planning, and legal services. For more information about the Beacon, including how to advertise your business or event, either in print or online, call 301-949-9766. That's 301-949-9766, or send us a message at thebeaconnewspapers.com.